Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is call in number. Once again, call in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call me, you can always hit a brother up via social media. You join my Smooth Drama group in Facebook. Myself or Mr. J will add you. If you ask to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Mr. J will add you. Also, you can check me out live on Tagged. Adrian. Also, anywhere you Google Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. And we can talk a taste on whatever you want to talk about. I am down to talk to you. And, you know, I want to hear from you. In the meantime, in between time, let's get it. It's so much. We had Afro Comic Con last weekend. I want to say that it was a blast. It's always good to do the comic book convention, but this one was a little bit more special for me because I got to debut my book, so I felt good about it. So looking at it, I debuted the Boom Unit Origins. It was beautiful. I signed my first autograph. I was like, I love you. It was very touching. I felt good. And actually, it wasn't my first autograph. I signed autographs for other stuff that I drew on covers and stuff. But for my personal book to debut it and have people buy it and love it and say, hey, I can't wait till you come out with the rest. You know, it felt good, and I look forward to doing some more. So, if you're interested in the book, you, of course, can go to my website. Not that I'm plugging anything, but I am. Go to my website, www.npccomics.com, and look for the Boom Unit. My book is available. You request a digital download. You get some extra special stuff that comes with my book on the digital download. I can't disclose that secret information, but let's just say that there's some extras that'll be worth your while. Anyway, now that I'm done talking about myself, I'm going to talk about something else. Florida. You know, you can never get enough of Florida, right? I mean, y'all heard about those suspicious packages that got sent to Joe Biden and Robert De Niro. Well, they traced them back to the state of Florida. Now, I'm not shocked by that. And if you want to know why they sent them there, it's because Joe Biden and Robert De Niro have been very critical of your president, Donald Trump. And so people were like, you know what? We're going to set it off. And we're going to let them know that you talk about our president, we going to send an explosive device to your house. it's crazy, right? Because, you know, they talk that freedom of speech. Oh, thank you for your service, military. But it's, as Ice-T once famously said, freedom of speech. Just watch what you say, because these fools are going to send this stuff. I mean, they're sending bombs to people's houses. Example. It was a package containing a device resembling explosives. So the building was evacuating and it's craziness. So, even though in this situation it was a fake bomb, you think about that for a second. You have people out there who are like, you know what? I'm a mess of their emotions. You want to talk about my president? I'm going to send a bomb, a fake bomb, to your house, to your building. Everybody got you trying to figure out why I gotta leave my building. They're like, hey, bomb threat. Somebody sent the bomb to the building. Cause people disagree with politicians. And you know the people who are sending these bombs, you know damn well they don't know Trump. They have nothing. Trump probably wouldn't give them time of day. But they will go and defend his monkey ass by sending the bomb to your house. Yeah. So, yeah. Whenever black folks go, oh, why? Like, look. Yeah, white people will send bombs to each other. Robert De Niro's a white man. Joe Biden's a white man. They sent a fake bomb as a message, like, look, we only gonna take a little bit of your, I guess you want to say it, anti-Americanism? I don't know. Anti-patriot? I don't know what they call it when hypocritical white people jump on other white people for not agreeing with their hypocritical ass. And I say hypocritical because, you know, they talk about, oh, it's not patriotic to diss your president. But at the same time, these are the folks who support Nazis. I kind of was at war with them. Maybe. And support the Civil War Confederates who were un-American. They weren't patriotic. They were basically traitors. But you have a lot of people that support traitors. But those same people who support traitors will call somebody else a traitor because they don't believe in the politics of a certain individual. That's it. I might be going too far. But it made sense to me. So that's why I said it. Don't send a bomb to my house. Not that you know where I live. I mean, I do live in Minnesota. It's very cold here in Minnesota. Or was that Iowa? They probably know I don't live in Minnesota or Iowa. Well, there's black people in Minnesota and Iowa. So, yeah. It's Ohio like a mug. Anyway. Woo, bombs. Bombs, not bombs over Baghdad. Bombs in New York City. We're going to send that to your to your building. I mean, you can't get too much more gangster than that. Like, you know what? We gonna get y'all. And speaking of, we gonna get y'all. I do want to say, I heard that Megyn Kelly. I don't know. She deserves to have her name destroyed. Anyway, her show was canceled. You know, if you don't know, she was a NBC talk show host. And she was defending blackface earlier this week. Like, you know what? Blackface is an acceptable costume. No, right up there, not. Oh. I'm being reconnected. And I'm back. Sorry to be kicked off due to some technical difficulties beyond my control. But welcome back to Smooth Drama. Now, I was talking about Jim Boeheim and LeBron. So, how are Jim Boeheim and LeBron linked? Well, LeBron James made a comment about Jim Boeheim after Jim Boeheim made a comment about LeBron James. So, there was a basketball player, NBA prospect, named Darius Bazley, who was supposed to go to Syracuse University. Well, he decided that, you know what, I don't want to. And so what happened is he was going to go to the G League. But instead, he was going to Syracuse, but he decommitted to go to the G League. And they never played with the G League. And so he signed with agent Rich Paul. And so they got him a $1 million shoe internship with New Balance, which, I mean, for a young man, it's awesome. I mean, because he got $1 million as an intern. Now, most of us know internships are usually free, meaning you work for free and, you know, maybe they pay you a little something. See, so this is like, hush, hush, wink, wink, a great win for a college player. Because basically, he's going to get paid $1 million plus the $125,000 because he's an NBA prospect to play in the G League, which is the NBA's minor league. Now, of course, the college coach Jim Boeheim said, he said about LeBron, he said, you know what? That's good for LeBron. He did a nice job helping his client. He's a LeBron James client, right? And so LeBron's like, was like, oh, he's big mad about that. And of course, Boeheim called and said, no, I was being sarcastic. But he wasn't being sarcastic. He's being serious because he lost a player. And a player is getting paid. Young black man is getting paid to play basketball. Well, to intern at New Balance. I didn't know. I need to go to New Balance. I'm like, I need an internship, right? I need that super internship over at New Balance. Get paid a little bit to basically play basketball. Although I know I'm not going to get an internship. Unfortunately, my basketball skills are not such that I can get paid. But it to me is like a severe game changer. I mean, obviously, college basketball is very, very popular. And it's not like it's going to go away. But at the same time, you know, young men who are considered lottery picks say they don't want to go to college. They don't want to play for free. They don't want to take the chance on getting hurt like Michael Porter and hurting their bottom line. Now, see, for the colleges, it's a great thing because they'll say, oh, well, hey, you get room and board, learn how to play the game of basketball for a year. But, you know, once again, the colleges get to sell your jersey and you don't get a nickel. They get to market you, fill up their arena. You don't get a nickel. And in this scenario, yeah, you're not TV. You're not on TV. You're not a household name. But guess what? When you get to the NBA, because the NBA don't give a damn. I mean, they care a little bit because there's a little fanfare that comes in with some of the players, obviously, because they've been seen on TV and playing. But the NBA is like, well, hey, if you're a star, we don't give a damn where you come from. We could give a damn where you come from. We only care that you come to the NBA. So, I mean, there's gonna be some work to be done there. I mean, obviously, they're not going to replace college basketball with the G League. But we'll say this. The fact that if you can get the shoe companies involved, and shoe companies are like, well, we'll sign such and such, if they're going to be with us and they're a talent, and we just offer them an internship, because internships are legal, and you don't go to college. So, I mean, at the end of the day, young man earned him a cool $1 million without worrying about being ineligible and all the rules that the NCAA throws out there. As you know, the NCAA wants to make all the money. As we know, $6 billion contract was the last contract that they got, CBS. Making a lot of money off of young men who won't see a dime of that. Oh, as Jim Boeheim said, yeah, players shouldn't get paid. They get to keep their meal money. Meal money. I make this school millions of dollars, but I get meal money. Woo! It's kind of crazy. And so when you look at it from that aspect, you say, a young man getting to make some money, more power to him. Shout out to Darius Baisley. Don't spend it all in one place. Don't spend it all in one place. That's my advice. And speaking of not spending it all in one place, I gotta go and talk about my dumbass of the week here. Always gotta get that last one in. PBS came up with, they said that to kill a mockingbird is the most beloved novel in America. I'm like, to who? If y'all don't know what To Kill a Mockingbird is about, I'm going to tell you. And why I say PBS is my dumbass of the week. To Kill a Mockingbird is a story about a black man who was nice to someone in the community, a white woman in the community. He helped her out. And what did she do? She said he raped her. All he did was help her out. Everybody in town knows homie is innocent. You're reading the book knowing that he did nothing wrong. But guess what? He gets put in jail and found guilty anyway. He's defended by this quote-unquote ethical lawyer who wants to give him a fair trial. Even though in the next installation of the book, he's found out to be a racist. So what kind of representation is that? But I digress. That is the number one novel in America. You think about that for a second. PBS said, oh yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird, number one album. So number one, not album, I'm sorry, the number one novel. And I'm like, who gets to vote on that? See, it's always stuff that I miss the email on. I'm looking for that email. It's not coming. It doesn't happen. I mean, hell, I'm a school teacher in Minnesota, if you're trying to bomb me. I'm a school teacher in Minnesota, Iowa, North Dakota, like a mug. Anyway, we didn't get a vote. You would think that we would get a vote. Anyway, and yeah, Anomaly says maybe in white America. Nope. I don't even think white people are reading this novel like that. I mean, they have kids. They force the kids to read it in middle school. But as far as a beloved, like, oh man, the buzz in the street. Man, you remember when you read To Kill a Mockingbird? That don't come up. There are a whole lot of books that come up in conversation. Being I work in the book industry, and I can tell you, I've never, and I'm saying, I'm an old man, right? I'm old. I'm ancient. Born 1935. I've never heard anybody talking about, man, To Kill a Mockingbird is my favorite joint. I read that book so many times, it just like brings me so much joy. You don't hear people talk about that. I don't think anybody that I know, and if I know you, please tell me. Tell me if you have talked to anybody that said, man, I love To Kill a Mockingbird. White, black, Mexican, whatever. I just want to know who these people are. Because I don't know who the hell I've never, it hasn't happened. And so if somebody can tell me, any of their friends, that when they chop it up, to kill a mockingbird comes up, please let me know. Anyway. To Kill a Mockingbird, America's number one novel. Yeah. Black man. I mean, I guess it could be if you're talking about a bunch of racist folks. They're like, yeah, it's a great book. Right ending. Yeah, I said it. Whew. And in between saying that, and since we were talking about middle school, I got to talk about my hater of the week. This one is kind of disturbing.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, hater of the week. There's some middle school girls in my favorite state, Florida. Shout out to Najee down there in Florida. Suffering. Dude, you need to move. Anyway, there are these Florida middle school girls. They plotted to kill their classmates, eat their flesh, and drink their blood. Yeah, I said it. The police I'm gonna repeat this just in case you didn't understand what I said. Two middle school students in Central Florida plan to kill, cut up, and eat the flesh of more than a dozen classmates. The police confronted these two girls, 11 and 12. These two girls, 11 and 12. They were hiding in the bathroom at Bartow Middle School. They had a goblet, you know, so when they cut up the people to drink the blood out of, they had a goblet and multiple weapons on them, including knives, scissors, and a pizza cutter. I'm going to repeat that again, just in case you're in disbelief like I am. Suspend your belief and believe. It doesn't make sense what I said, but it makes sense. They had knives, scissors, and a pizza cutter. They were going to cut people up and cut the slices of them up. They had a goblet. So they could drink the blood out of the goblet like gangster kings and queens from the past. I got a goblet. It's how we go. I mean, they had a conversation about it. You know they had a conversation about it. You know how this goblet? I mean, they had a list. Goblet. Do we have a goblet? Check. Girl, you know I got this goblet. I got it from Party City. Check. Scissors. Yeah, they, you know, took mom's scissors. Pizza cutter, though? Knives, you know, knives are pretty common. But pizza cutter, I can't say I've ever heard somebody talking about, I want to kill my classmates, cut them up, eat their flesh, drink their blood. See, that is the most hateful thing that I have ever heard. 11 and 12 year olds. The police they had text messages. We will leave body parts at the entrance, and then we will kill ourselves. They were hoping to kill anywhere from 15 to 25 students. And killing all of these students was in hopes it would make the worst sinners, ensuring that after they committed suicide, so they would go to hell so they could be with Satan. See, that's Florida. That's how they roll in Florida. They're training girls. They're training girls to kill people, eat their flesh, cut them up with pizza cutters. A pizza cutter. They wanted to kill 15 to 25 people so that they could go to hell. They... I mean, that's the most sick, demented thing that I've heard in a long... I mean, there's some helter-skelter. We're going to leave some body parts, and then we're going to commit suicide because we want to go out as bad as possible so that we can go to hell. Florida. It's that sulfur water. There's something about the sulfur water, the air, some stuff that goes down in Florida is, some stuff that goes down in Florida is just like, woo, like, man. They talking about eating people. They talking about eating people. They talking about drinking their blood. Setting an example down there in Florida. Oh, man. Probably need to go on break after that because, that was about as horrible as you can get. So, I need some good stuff. So, this is the Carters, Summertime.
Right now, inside the place to be, go to 1JZ and B. Slowing down that dance, do a different type of speed.
Yeah. out the lamb with the sheep. Skin rugs on the floor. We hug, made love on the seat. We tried to hide in the hills. We watched the sky turn peach. Summer's light, like summer's night. It's like Christ's masterpiece. She tastes like Corona Light, sweet. Even the lime got a squeeze. She gave me a little squid to chase behind my Wii. If I could stay in her hair forever, that'd be fine by me. I don't have no concept of time, even with a rose gold concept on me. I remember summer nights in the projects, bullet rounds interrupting my cheek. When the worst thing that could happen, zipped up a jacket and ran back down the street. In Bel Air, only the nights get cold. I wrapped a yellow jacket around me. It's not lost on me. Music has my kids sound asleep.
Oh, let's make love in the summertime, girl. On a sand beach and make plans to be in each other's arms.
Let it pray.
Yeah.
Let it pray.
I need to take my time to show you something real.
So real.
This is
so real.
Real.
Forgiveness and compassion, you know, for each other. You know.
Together you've got to move, drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the Carters. Summertime. I don't care when we do it. We can do it. Summertime, wintertime, fall time, springtime, anytime, the right time. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Start off this segment. You know, normally we start off with Groundhog Day. I want to give a shout out to the folks that fought against Groundhog Day. First, Rihanna. I don't ever really get to talk about Rihanna because, you know, generally, you know, if you ain't talking about her music, I mean, you know, it's always something else that just, it wasn't really nothing but gossipy to talk. I don't like gossiping about people. I want to give a big shout out to Rihanna because, you know, the Super Bowl, the NFL approached her first. Like, hey, why don't you do the Super Bowl in Atlanta? She's like, nah. That whole Kaepernick and how y'all did it, I ain't down. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about right there. Tell them cracker ass crackers. I mean, NFL officials. No. Y'all don't care about the black men who are in your league predominantly being representing the common man being killed in the street because it doesn't fit your politics. So, I ain't gonna roll with you. I mean, I still do not watch the NFL. I have not missed it. I have not watched not one game. And I don't care. my life is not bad. I'm watching a lot of basketball. I'm all right. So I want to give a shout out to Rihanna. You know, the fact that she turned it down, like, you know what? Y'all can't pay me enough money to sell out like that. I'm cool with that. I thought that was the coolest thing when I read that. I was like, hell yeah. There's some black folks still left in this world that care about other black folks. And Rihanna is up there and down with it. No matter what people say about her, hey, she was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. But I'm doing a twofer. You know, I'm giving a shout out. Because, you know, I always talk about coon. I want to talk about some black folks that ain't necessarily out there cooning. Give a shout out to Andrew Gillum, who made me mad. Not made me mad. He made me laugh. Andrew Gillum is running for governor in Florida. Now, he's the guy that the racist guy Ron DeSantis was talking about when he said earlier this year, don't monkey it up. Because black man Andrew Gillum was running for governor. Anyway, they had a debate. And during the debate, he's like, hey, you know what? I ain't even going, he's like, I ain't even going to call you. And I'm going to quote him. Because I couldn't stop laughing. Said, I'm not calling Mr. DeSantis a racist. I'm simply saying the racist believe he's a racist. My grandmother used to say a hit dog will holler, and it hollered through this room. That is funny. He didn't think about it like, nah, you know, like Kanye West, you know, before he lost his mind, said, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke one. I ain't saying you a racist. I'm just saying all the racists believe you're a racist. That's like, I mean, that's like the greatest shot, you know, when you're out there and that's like that. Duck and weave come up with that Mike Tyson left. That's a hard shot right there. I'm like, Andrew Gillum. He said, nah, I ain't calling you racist. I'm just saying all the racists believe you racist. It's kind of dope. He said that. That's what's hot out here in these streets. Oh, but I would be remiss if I did not go about my Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So what is that shit that happening? I mean, it's a few things that have happened. I mean, I had so much Groundhog Day. You know that the Groundhog Day consists of white people calling the police on black people because they're just basically we can't do anything on earth without the police being called on us. white woman in South Carolina called the police on black youth who were doing the anti-violence rally. You can't be out here rallying for peace. You ain't rallying for violence. Don't call police on you. You about peace, you got to die. That's one. I mean, it's so terrible that it's funny at this point, right? Because I'm calling the police on you because you're having an anti-violence rally, and so the white woman, Mary Zolkowski, we talked falsely reporting the rape in March. Generally, the charge would warrant 4 years behind bars and a fine of $2,000. But Joseph K. Sheeran, Judge Joseph K. Sheeran, a bastard. I don't know him, but he's a bastard just because. And when I say a bastard, he's the bastard of the lowest kind. Just because. He decided to take it easy on her by sentencing her to 45 days in jail and probation for 2 years, a mental health assessment, and an additional 220 days in prison if she violates her probation. Which, of course, we know she's not, because they're not going to charge her with anything. She told the judge, I called Delta College and falsely reported the rape on their campus. My mother made the initial call, and I took the phone and continued to report. You know, she said, and I quote, something happened to her somewhere else. So she got to, and she said, I was assaulted previously, not at Delta's campus. And because I was ashamed of circumstances of that, when my mother called, I vented through Delta, which was very wrong with me. I should have been truthful from the very beginning, and I used Delta. Now, think about what this heifer's done there. White dude did something to her. So, because the white man... Because that's generally how it happens. She gets mistreated by a white guy. So, I'm going to go and blame a black dude? I got assaulted previously, so I'm going to blame a black dude. So, they had picked up an innocent black man, of course. He had to take a polygraph test to prove that, hey, I didn't do it. You know, the real life applications of these heifers' lies. An innocent dude had to go through, shit, is my life going to be over? Am I going to go to jail because this heifer lied? Because that's how these things go. Railroaded and all that other stuff, right? And so, ho-hum, yeah, I apologize. But, you know, we're talking about you potentially ruining people's lives. Not that it matters, because, you know, black lives don't matter. The implication of destroying a black life doesn't matter. Not to them. We just not important. It's the least of their concerns. So she's sorry. She gets her 45 days in jail. Then she gets out to come out and live her life and not be stigmatized. She should actually have to register for something, like get a scarlet letter or some shit like that. It's my fault. And I'm going to keep it. Anyway. I'm Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Ground production. And you know, I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.